Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wake up, Mr. West, Mr. West, Mr. Fresh, Mr. By himself, he's so impressed. I mean, damn, did you even see the test? You got D's, motherfucker, D's, Rosie Perez. And yes, barely passed any and every class. Looking at every ass, cheated on every test. I guess this is my dissertation. Homie, this shit is basic. Welcome to graduation. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. We become legendary, everything we dreamed of. I'm like the fly Malcolm X, buy any jeans necessary. Detroit red cleaned up, from the streets of the league, from an eighth to a key. But you graduate when you make it up out of the streets, from the moments of pain. Look how far we done came, haters saying you changed, now you doing your thing. Good morning.
Back here.
Good morning.
It's been a while since I've been on the show. My name's Howie. This is Misinformation. We on WMFO 91.5. It's been a long summer. We have great, great, great show prepared. I think we got some special guests. Not sure. Gonna let the tunes play. Hope everyone had a great summer. Let's get it.
Jesus, okay, look up now. They done stole your streetness. After all of that, you receive this. Good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living. Get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living. Get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living. Get on down.
Every time that we hit them, good morning.
Hustlers, that's if you're still living. Get on down. Get on down. Get on down. Get on down. Get on down.
When I get up all in ya, number, she said 911. Emergency only, head doctor perform surgery on me. Yeah, and now I'm healed. I make her wear nothing but handcuffs and heels. Then I beat it like a cop. Rodney King, baby, yeah, I beat it like a cop. Beat it like a cow. Ride the king, baby, say I beat it like a cow. But I ain't trying to be violent, but I do the time, but her love is timeless. Mrs. Officer, I know you wish your name was Mrs. Calder, huh?
Yeah.
Like a cop cow.
When I get up all in ya, we can hear the angels calling us. We can see the sunrise before us.
Mrs. Officer, tell your lieutenant get them cuffs off for ya. I'm Kid Kid, my face on every wanted poster. I'm wanted by every lady cop all over. That ass so big, I catch a battery to hold ya. Ass so big, you thought I told you pull it over. She pulled me over, pulled me out the Rover. Then she pulled me closer, threw me in back of the car, put me in handcuffs, start ripping my pants up.
All you hear over the dispatcher is. And tell him you can't finish your shift, cause it's on tonight. Breakfast in bed turns to breakfast in, and I can't wait to get it on. I wanna do it all night long.
Mrs. Officer,
when I get up all in ya, we can hear the angels calling us. We can see the sunrise before us. And when I'm in that thing, I make that body sing.
Clientele, avoid paper trails. Broke so many bells down that I'm shell shocked. A hell Glock sold rocks by the mailbox. Ooh. Got a vibe, make a yellow chick turn the neck. Got a vibe, make a cougar wanna spin a check. Got a vibe, make a Asian wanna bite you. Got a vibe, make a Italian want Versace. carbon copies get declined. I'm the pioneer, beat that pussy up. I need riot gear, any volunteers? Gas in a Ziploc, now that's loud and clear. This one out of here, this is our year.
That's a vibe, that's a vibe, that's a vibe. Oh, that's a vibe, yeah, yeah, that's a vibe. It's a vibe, it's a vibe, that's a vibe, yeah, yeah, it's a vibe. Am I your type? Pussy tight, maybe I'll spend the night, yeah, yeah. That's a vibe, what's it, vibe? That's the type of shit I like, yeah, yeah, that's a vibe, it's a vibe. That's a vibe, oh, it's a vibe, yeah, yeah. It's a vibe, yeah, yeah,
sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Hold up, Trinidad James in 4 weeks, but now my album platinum and shit. So what, y'all keep the numbers. I'm more than another statistic, my nigga, this courtesy of Compton.
Courtesy of Compton.
Brooklyn go hard, motherfucker. Love me on the east like I'm Chuck D. Dominicans wish that I was born there. I'm looking to be the god MC. You look at my hat and see thorns there. I look at the game and see porn there. I'm fucking this industry hard. I'm back at this money, teabagging your honey. You thought I was fresh off the yard. Don't brag to me, dummies, you're lightweight. They tell me you're nice and I'm lightweight. Go give me a knife, you're looking like steak. And when the stakes are high, I stake out for days. And when the water inside your body, food shape. But we ain't thirsty, nigga, never alert me, nigga. I got a B89 in a suitcase. I know you heard me, nigga, this is a burpee, nigga. Lyrical exercise, right now, homie, I'm in the extra vibe. Pipe down on the curve when you heard that I got these words to the upper echelon. That's excellent.
I am a
sinner. That's excellent.
Who's probably gonna sin again? Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Up in the clouds, me and my spouse. Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, please turn them shits down. Can't hear myself think. Turbulent shit, almost spilled my drink. In the white house with a mink, running through that bitch like it's my house. All up in the hall like a mall. Told you motherfuckers all I do is ball. No, I don't remember you, I don't intend to. Empty my memory bank, it's $1 million in it, baby. Hillary Swank, sitting next to Hillary, smelling like tank. President departed, name one nigga out there harder than him. I'll wait. I've been in my wave like 20 years straight. I've been on my vibe like 20 years straight. Don't fuck up my high. Fuck up my high. Nights like this, I can fuck up a pie and still be straight. Still be straight. Fall back, bitch. I got a lot on my plate. Don't waste my breath. I don't know how many moons a nigga got left. Back to this joint. Smoking this shit like I'm trying to prove a point. I'm the highest title. Numero uno. Kill my vibe. That's your motherfucking funeral.
Between you and me, turn eulogy to urinals. Niggas pissed off. I minister this generation, my fart, leader of the new school. On my toes like a ballerina, who knew I'd be Black Swan? World in my palms, ironically, I am the glow shot as best, cause I didn't drop the ball. Told niggas when I was 16 that I read a 16 to put a nigga right on the big screen. In a paddy wagon with 16, should've been in the pen, but now my pen rang with morphine. I heal niggas, touchdown with morphines, I kill niggas. Audio crack, cat keys to meal ticket. Cardio lap was running for dead life, but now I'm running the map. Bitch, I'm here, nigga. Picture little homie giving a fuck from what a fuck nigga gotta say. Nigga, you never be Jay, never be Nas, never be Snoop nor Dre. You ain't get killed in Vegas or in a suburban. Nigga, Puff Daddy wasn't your favorite. So many washed up with detergent, but I don't dry tears. I just aim at them on purpose like blah. Mini 14 like blah. Empty out another magazine like blah. Let a young nigga get blah. I kill them all when they tryna kill my blah. I am the bad, the good guy, the last, the hood guy, the last that would try to pass a good job. If Sean's a black Beetle, then I need a 10-second drum solo. Bitch, see at Woodstock.
All right, guys. All those out there on the airwaves. Once again, pardon me because I haven't done this in like months. So I'm a little finicky on I forgot how to do this. But we got Tal and Peter here.
What's up?
Hey, Howie. Thanks for having me on. Good to see you.
Yeah. So wait. Let me Tal. You talk. Let me make sure your mic's working.
Yep. Yep. It's a good night. Excited to be on the show.
Peter, one more time.
Howie, hello.
Exactly. All right. So I know what you guys are thinking. Like, dude, what is this dude bringing other people on the show for no reason? Just to talk? Just to hang out? But no, we actually have some stuff. I prepared for the show. Making improvements. We're not just going on the fly this year. Tal, what do you have to say to the people, first of all?
I'd just like to say thanks for tuning in. It's a beautiful night here in Medford/Somerville. And can't wait for some deep thoughts.
Exactly. Peter?
Yeah, it's a beautiful night. I'm happy to be here, so I'm excited about this.
Yes. All right, let's get into it. You know, I don't think anybody listened to my show last year because it was at 4 a.m. on Monday mornings. But here's what we like to do things around here. Get a little update, get you informed on the things that matter the most in the world. Right now we got, I think it's the Meltwater Chess Champions Tour. We got the Generations Cup. A quick little update. I'm sure you guys have heard a lot about Magnus Carlsen. In recent times, the whole chess cheating scandal, we're not going to talk about that because, I don't know, that's like over-talked about. But just want to give you a quick update. Magnus Carlsen in first place after 15 rounds. He qualifies 34 points out of 45. Sexy performance by the Norwegian. Let's get in real close to the mic. Then we got, well, Eric Geisy, Hans Niemann in third. We got Prague, Keimer, Laquan Liem. Levon Aronian and Chris Yu. Those are the eight people moving on to the next round. Boom. That's all about chess. All the nerd talk's gone. Let's talk about the real interesting stuff. The Miami Dolphins. Peter, what you got to say?
The Dolphins, baby. I don't know who watched them last week two, but hashtag I trust Tua.
You know, we could say all we want to say, but I'm going to let the cheetah do his thing. This is what he had to say about Tua last week.
You said everybody would see the type of quarterback Tua is. Six touchdowns today.
What is it?
Yes, he had six.
Oh, my God. That's lit, bro. Hey, you ain't even got to ask me no question on that. For all the haters out there, man, who saying Tua can't do this, can't be that, you know, I really hope you soon jump on his bandwagon, man, because not only is Coach McDaniels going to need a wheelbarrow, he also going to need a tour, going to need a wheelbarrow after the season. To tote his money, his boatload of money. And also his Coco Hornets.
Boom. Coco Hornets. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word, but Coco Hornets. I like it. 469 yards, six touchdowns, two interceptions. It was a great showing. Peter, what do you have to say about a historic Dolphins comeback in week two?
Yeah, no, I don't know if you've seen this, Howie, but if you look at the stats, you're going to see Tyreek and Waddle. Those are some of the two best receivers in the league right now. They're proving all the haters wrong. You know, before the season, you were hearing everybody talk about, you were hearing people talk about the Bills, the Buccaneers, the Chiefs, the usual guys. Meanwhile, the Dolphins are stockpiling an all-time roster.
Wait, what's this mic on? I think his mic was on. Maybe not. Oh, wait, yeah, it was. I don't even know. We're working with it on the fly. I heard it, though. Repeat quickie. Bucks, Bills.
Bucks, Bills, and Chiefs. It's all I've been hearing talked about. But the Dolphins. Dolphins are who's going to be being talked about in the coming weeks.
Yeah, let's just add this is coming from a New England native. So he doesn't have any skin in the game. He's just saying it because he's a true NFL fan. Tao, you don't follow the football, do you?
No, not at all. I know nothing about football.
Okay, but if you just had to guess, like, is Tua the best quarterback of all time?
If I had to guess, probably.
Exactly. What else do we need to know? Speaking of, Tyreek Hill, 190 yards. I don't know if most of you guys can count that high, 190. Two touchdowns, Jalen Waddle, 171. That's also a big number to count to. That would take like 3 minutes to count, right? Like 3 minutes?
Gesicki as well. How'd Gesicki do?
I think he had a touchdown too. And
that was
then,
a big catch, the high vertical there.
Yeah, but who else scored that six? Sorry. When a quarterback scores six touchdowns, which for other quarterbacks is really rare, for Tua, it's just become like a habit, I would say. But just too many touchdowns to talk about. We could talk about this all day.
Tyreek got two. Waddle got two as well. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. No, both
Gesicki
two.
Gesicki got one.
They're like the first wide receiver pair ever, I think, to each get 10-plus receptions, 100-plus yards, and two touchdowns.
I saw that. I think you're right.
Per the Finstones on Instagram, at the Finstones. And that's basically it. That's the Dolphins recap. We go Buffalo, week three.
Huge game.
I actually, after this show, or maybe in the middle while the music's playing, I'm going to put like $30 plus 190 on the Dolphins money line.
Yeah, I'm already in. I don't know about you, so I'm surprised it took you this long.
Did you?
Yes, bro. I'm plus Dolphins money line all the way.
Yeah.
Is that a home game? Sorry.
I think so. This is also financial advice. No, I'm just kidding.
Hard Rock Stadium. They don't lose.
It's not financial advice. Well, that's it for the Dolphins recap. We're going to come back with a PSA and a quote of the day in a little bit. And what's the next song we got going on? We got Tory Lanez. He's basically keeps pumping out anthems after anthems. We'll see y'all soon. Me, Tal, and Peter. Everyone say bye for now.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
So I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. I got though. Ever since you hopped in, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you've been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. So let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shorty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah. So I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. Do you know? No, baby, bringing out the foreign out to play, you know it's things to take. So let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shorty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you'll love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah, so I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. Always want you to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. So you gon' need to do more than just. You. You know. You wanna. It's for the car. Let it go. You.
We are here live at the red carpet at the award shows. I am Angela Smith, and we have Tory Lanez walking up. Tory, over here. Can we get a second with you?
Yo, what's poppin'? What's good?
Tory, you had an incredible year. You just went platinum. What's next for you?
I mean, I'm about to drop my album. Everything's good.
So before we introduce your new single, is there anything you would like to tell the world?
I'd like to tell the world I told you.
Okay, well, introduce your new single.
This is your boy, Tory Lanez. This is my brand new single, Love.
Yeah. much, this love so much.
All right, we're back. Like we promised, we got Tal now giving us a little PSA. Tal, what do you got to say to the people?
Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription deaths. Drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Beautiful, beautiful. I feel like that just made my mind go to places that's never been, you know? But not like, I don't know about substances like that, though.
Yeah, well read, Tal.
Very, very well read. You finished high school?
Yeah, I actually did. Yeah.
Fire this
2 years ago, actually. Or maybe 3.
A little bit. 2.5?
2.5, yeah.
Call it even?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, PSA done. FCC requirements fulfilled. Now it's time for the quote of the day. The government would be too chill if they made us say a quote of the day, but they're not cool. Not while we got Sleepy Joe in the house. Sorry, drowsy Joe. Okay. Quote of the day. This one comes from Thich Nhat Hanh. Some of you may have ever heard of him. Some of you may be like, that name doesn't sound real. It is real, though.
Where's he from?
I think Vietnam. Okay. But his impact on this world knows no borders. Just similar to love, similar to the prescription drug deaths. You know, we're all humans. We all bleed red. Mm-hmm. People have a hard time letting go of their suffering out of a fear of the unknown. They prefer suffering that is familiar. Peter, read that again.
We are going to have to hear that one more time. All right, from Thich Nhat Hanh. People have a hard time letting go of their suffering out of a fear of the unknown. They prefer suffering that is familiar.
You know what? Screw it. Tal, you read it. 3 times.
People have a hard time letting go of their suffering. Out of a fear of the unknown, they prefer suffering that is familiar.
And who said it?
Thich Nhat Hanh?
Yeah.
Close enough. Okay. All right. Cool. I hope you guys all had time to reflect on that. I hope you took the time out of your day.
What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, are we rocking with that? To quote Instagram language, Twitter talk, we rocking with that? Is it a vibe, Peter?
Yeah, I'm rocking with it. I think that says a lot about, familiar suffering and conforming to the norm. I think there's a lot of stuff we put up with out of a desire to fit in when trying new things is also a form of suffering, but a lot of us are too comfortable with our suffering we have right now that we don't even want to try new things. So I like that quote a lot, and I'm also guilty of this, but it's definitely something to think about.
We're all guilty in the eyes of our Lord.
Yeah, I'm definitely vibing with the quote. It kind of makes me think that change can be scary. Like that's something that it makes me think about. But like, change is good in the end, and mm-hmm. overcoming the like hardest changes are how you like achieve the most progress.
Man, Tal, for all you guys listening at home, he's looking very sexy tonight. Let me add, man, a good-looking guy with a brain, hard to come by. All right, we have some questions. Wait, no, actually, I wrote a little bit. I agree with this, because I am confronted by stress. I just, talk to myself in circles, talk myself out of things. It's, at the end of the day, it's a distraction. Kind of addictive, some kind of gray area between there. But breaking out of those shackles, man, sometimes when I've just been lost in thought for months, years even, and I just can live my life unaltered by the past or the future, it's refreshing, but it's also really scary. Because when you strip away all that, you just are left with you and the universe, There's no way to reckon that. So some people feel that and then go back into the hole of the head, inside their head. But it's when you stake your life in the here and now is when you finally can feel alive. Peter, what keeps you going in life? At your darkest times, where do you look for hope?
We're busting out the questions now. I look for hope in a lot of places, Howie. I'd say I wake up, look for hope in, you know, the first song I play in the morning.
Which is usually?
I'll toss on my AirPods, I'll listen to Good Morning by Kanye.
That was the first song I played on this show.
Would you look at that? Yeah, I'll toss on that. Just hope in the everyday activities, you know, hope that the next moment's going to be better than the last.
Okay. Tal?
I would say that just, like, belief in myself that, like, you know, I can do what I put my mind to and that, you know, you can get through everything as long as you just... Sometimes you got to keep your head down, get through it. Got to bite a few bullets, but in the end, you got it.
Get gritty. That's with it. Thinking. Get gritty with it. Love it. Tal, what was the last thing that made you smile deeply?
Probably this guy, Peter, over here. Seeing him dance. Man.
Oh, yeah? Well, Peter, what were you
dancing? Tal.
A little salsa?
Something like that.
Yeah, I came in the room today. I just started doing a little salsa in the living room.
No, not today. Not today. A few nights ago.
How long ago?
About a week ago.
You haven't smiled in a week?
About a
no,
week
no,
ago.
No, 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 no.
Wait,
that,
like
that
the,
made me...
Like the Bobby Shmurda song?
Your special dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was nice. Yeah.
Peter?
I don't know. Let me think about that. What did I smile at today? Oh, you know what? I had my Spanish recitation today, and it went really well. I had a good group of people in that recitation. My TA, Juan, great guy. I was smiling all day after that, so I look forward to it next week.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I'm trying to think about what makes me smile, because it's getting increasingly harder for me to feel anything.
Interesting.
You said earlier you've been lost in thought for years. Does that have anything to do with it?
Okay, so...
You've always been more of the contemplative type, for sure.
Yeah, so listen, though, thanks for... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but it's been good readjusting back to school. School can be really boring sometimes.
Yeah, we talked about that over the summer a bit.
Yeah, and, like, I think for me to have hope... Like, I have to be working hard at things that I can see how putting effort into it will, I can take advantage in the future of it. So, like, you know, sometimes I'm just, like, doing my Chinese homework and it's so difficult. And everyone in my class is a native speaker. And I'm just like, I sometimes just get overwhelming doom from a barrier I put in my head.
Yeah, I mean, college life can be stressful, but I feel like overall I'm happier at college than when I'm like loafing around or like, I mean, even working. Like, I still rather be at school surrounded by like people my age, like constantly active social life and just hanging out with people all the time.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Peter, anything to add?
Yeah, Howard, you made a good point talking about seeing progress and how it can be tough when you're sitting there grinding. You know, it's your third day in a row studying. You still don't know what's going on. It's hard to, I think people don't talk about that difficulty a lot of time in school, you know, seeing the big picture. It's daunting, especially in college when you got all this time to go before you can graduate. And you're sitting there struggling on like, you know, like Calc 1 or something. And you're like, man, it's only going to get harder.
But, it's kind of hard to think out the box like that. Like, think outside of your college life when you're in college.
Yeah, that's a good point. When you're there, and you're like, dude, like, this is never, like, going away.
Yeah, it consumes your whole life.
It does consume your whole life.
You're not thinking about anything else.
Yeah.
So what are those, like, you just said the box that school puts you in. What's the box that life puts you in?
Oh, there's no box for that.
You don't think so?
No.
or I hate to use this buzzword because I don't know if you guys seen the movie The Joker.
I have.
So there's
great
a
movie.
Really, really famous, profound, inspiring quote that involves a word that begins with S, society. What box does society put us in?
Society puts us in a crazy box. It's a really, really tight box. No air. It's suffocating.
Sorry. Yeah.
Elaborate on that, Tal. What do you mean?
I mean that society, there are so many norms that consume our daily life that we don't even... If you were born, say, in a much more rural place, not like, you know, no metropolis, no city center, just kind of a more nomadic life, say like rural Mongolia, for example, you live a completely different life. Like you have completely different human conceptions than people in a city.
So you don't think rural Mongolia puts you in a box neither? Boxes out there
no,
as well.
No, it puts you in a much different box. Yeah. But the point is organization of civilization in general puts you in a box. And the only thing, your mind is the key to live outside the box, but it's hard to utilize that tool when every day you're thinking about stuff like homework and parties.
That is the box.
Yeah. You can get out of the box. Like,
what do you mean, Howie? What do you mean that is the box?
Like homework and parties?
Those are expectations.
Yeah, people's expectations for you. Let's think about it. If I become the best partier I can be, sure, there's like some kind of skill of being social which would help me in my life, but like I sometimes think like, what if I put all my effort into doing the things I think I should be expected to do?
But the fact that you're thinking about that in the first place, that's the box.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
I mean that the fact that you're thinking about progressing in this certain linear fashion, that is what's consuming your
that's
ability
kind of
to...
If I think I know what Tal's talking about here, this desire to even change yourself to conform, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you still following the box at that point? If you couldn't you just live with no desires and you're outside the box?
Yeah.
Even though you're not progressing? But wouldn't you be more at peace? To live with no desires, but to
that's
be
nirvana.
Stagnant?
That's nirvana.
Yeah.
Oh, I would actually just learned about that in one of my classes. We were talking about the will.
Mm-hmm.
Schopenhauer. It's, but, like, yeah. The only way to rid yourself of like, all... the negative feelings and emotions is to get rid of your desires, because when you reach your desires, they never amount to what you would expect them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so to get rid of that constant pain or whatever would be just to rid yourself of.
Yeah. The wealthiest man is not he who has the most possessions, but he who has the least desires.
But I do think there's a bit of a loophole there. I don't think it's flat out.
Loophole alert. Where's the loophole?
I think that there's a certain point you can strike a balance in your head that you can reach.
Strike a balance in your head. Let's go.
You can keep goals. You can have goals. Like, say, by the time I'm 35, I want to have a house and a wife and a family. And then when you reach that goal, you can still desire other things. You can still desire to be fit. You can still desire to be better at a certain sport. You can still desire to be more intellectual, whatever. And you can keep pursuing those desires, knowing full well you're never going to reach a goal, but enjoying the journey of pursuing them, but still being overall content with your more pressing desires.
So what would be the answer if somebody was really stressing that they're never going to reach a goal?
Some goals are just, you have no control over them. It depends. If a goal is like a job-based goal, that's different. I mean, you have to put your head down, grind through it, work hard, and whatever comes of it, you have to deal with that and move on. And that's how most things in life work.
What do you think the answer is, Howie?
To what?
How can you comfort someone who's stressing they'll never finish a goal?
That's like a bad question, I think, because that question's impossible to answer if you were to try and rationalize it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience, questions that are impossible to answer come from meaning you're asking the wrong questions. Like, you're concerning your what we just said earlier of living a life unaltered by the past and the future. A goal is a projection of what you think is going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
and it's altering your experience now. It's just an expectation, and expectations are impossible to deal with. That's why I set very low expect. No, I'm kidding. But I try not to set expectations because they are never met, ever.
Do you feel like your more stress comes from you trying to meet your own expectations or from you trying to meet other people's expectations?
My own. I gave up with other people's expectations. Like, after I graduated high school, I was like, oh, I could... Well, I've realized, like, wow, what am I doing every day? Like, what's the point of doing anything? And then I was like, well, I don't want to follow other people's stuff. That's pretty cringe, you know? And, it's like when you make up your own goals, it's way more work because you have to pick and choose what you want to use to inspire you. And then you also have... Sorry, we have some nitwits in the studio tonight. Just laughing about. Nah, it's all good.
Tal just looks so handsome over there. He keeps distracting me.
Peter, you are too humble. You're looking handsome yourself.
You as well, Howie. Thank you.
Just some handsome guys on a Thursday evening. It's 8:49, by the way. This is WMFO 91.5 Medford. Last question. Is the world doomed, or will we all be chill in the end?
We'll all be chill in the end. Well, we, meaning like our current, and we'll all be chill in the end, period, actually.
Why do you make the distinction between a proverbial we and then we, as in us three handsome men?
No. I was making the distinction between we meaning our generation and we meaning all humans, period. But all humans, period, until the end of their own lives, will be fine, in my opinion.
So who's not going to be chill?
Everybody's going to be chill.
Everybody?
Everybody.
Like, you really going to make that assertion that every single person is going to be chill?
As chill as they have been since the creation of humans. Obviously, there's going to be conflict, and there's going to be this and that, and eventually one day the Earth is going to blow up. But until then, I think that humans will be equally as chill, so to speak, as they have been in the past.
Yeah, what do we even have to worry about as a human species? I mean, climate change is obviously not real. Like, we're just chilling, because just vibing. If I were you guys, I would buy property. And also have as many kids as possible.
That's a good point, actually. I think we do need to be having more children. You look at the birth rate, it's not doing well.
Absolutely not. We need to start having kids, like, yesterday.
No, literally, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, we're already late. We're behind. I don't know about you guys.
Start a trend, college babies.
Yo, like a little like...
Just little rugrats running around college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
The college so baby club. CBB. CBC. TCBC.
TIBC.
Tough Investment Babies Club. Let's go.
Boss Baby Club.
Yeah. Boss Baby, that's a great movie, too. A lot of allegories, religious especially.
I haven't seen it.
I don't think I have either.
No, I've seen it. It's actually a good movie. I'd recommend it. And you're not even wrong there, Howie. There's a lot of allegories into the real world. Depends how you watch it, but I would recommend it, seriously. If not for the humor, but for the intellectual content.
Sometimes I'd just be lost in Boss Baby. Like, oh yeah, big
time.
They
made a TV show now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and alongside the movie, it did so well.
I haven't seen any kids' TV shows recently, like any of the Disney Channel.
It's not for kids.
Yeah, and you know how to cure that, actually? Because that's a problem. You actually highlight a huge problem. Young people, well, not super young, but college-age kids do not watch kids' TV shows anymore because they don't have any kids to watch it with.
That's true.
So, I guess the moral of this little ramble is have kids as often and early as you can.
Don't think about the consequences.
Absolutely not.
Just go for it. Life's short.
Exactly. And then we'll all be chill in the end. We're going to put back to music. Remember, because we were playing music earlier. I forgot about that. But, you know, we're going to have to send it to the goat here to take us out. And thanks for listening to these manic rambles. We definitely appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of girls be... thinking my songs are about them, but this is not to get confused. This one's for you.
Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say, you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I say, you the fucking.
Know you got a roommate. Call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I be over there, shout it, I be over there. I be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know was there. And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You could have my heart or we could share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Have a nigga thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest, I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one to never get confused with. Cause
baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say, you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I say you the fucking
sex, love, pain, baby. I be on that tank shit. Buzz so big, I could probably sell a blank disc. When my album drop, bitches will buy it for the picture. And niggas will buy it too and claim they got it for their sister. Magazine, paper, girl, but money ain't the issue. They bring dinner to my room and ask me to initial. She call me the referee cause I be so official. My shirt ain't got no stripes, but I can make your pussy whistle like the Andy Griffith theme song. And who told you to put them jeans on? Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah, just know my condo is the crack spot. Every single show she out there repping like a mascot. Get it from the back and make your fucking bra strap pop. All up in your slot till a nigga hit the jackpot.
You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say, you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I said, you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had.
Oh yeah. See, this is the type of joint you gotta dedicate to somebody. Let's make sure they that special somebody. Young Money.
All right, you got the big three back again, coming here to say our goodbyes. Thanks for a great show. What do you guys got to say?
I had a great time. We had some good convo. Listen to some banger songs. And enjoy thinking outside the box.
Beautiful.
Thinking outside the box. Yeah, thanks for having me on, Howie. You made a great point about climate change. Just ignore it and just keep on living.
Do not care about what other people think, especially if it has to do with the climate hoax.
Damn right.
That's where we'll leave it on today, ladies and gentlemen. You've been great. 91.5 WMFO. Y'all know the vibes. Hey.
deep in your eyes. I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand just how your love can do it, no one else can. Come and look at some crazy right now. My friend so quietly.
Who he think he is?
Look at what you did to me. See the shoes, don't even need to buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. It's the way that you know what I thought I knew. It's the beat that my heart gets when I'm with you. But I still don't understand.